You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could officially have an NHL team in a matter of hours after an expected vote by the league's Board of Governors this afternoon.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the board includes all 32 current NHL team owners, and they are the final say in any expansion, or in this case, relocation proposal in the NHL. Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman is reporting that they are expected to not only vote, but approve the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Last night, Coyotes player Josh Jones spoke to reporters about their likely move to the Beehive State.
There's no hate towards Salt Lake City because they're welcoming us with open arms, and we don't want there to be hate across the board from fans here towards them.
The deal to bring the Coyotes here is reportedly worth $1.2 billion. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Sam Farnsworth continues our team coverage from Phoenix, where he attended the Coyotes' final game and spoke to the fans, saying goodbye to a team that had been there for decades.
Just bummed out, really.
It's been a huge staple in Arizona. Everybody, you hear everywhere, hockey doesn't belong here, but it does.
The Coyotes fans, though, the harsh reality of all this is really just sinking in with them. You know, it is a time of celebration and excitement for sports fans in Utah, but the story in Arizona is a different one. Feelings of anger, sadness, and nostalgia.
Sam does say that the fans there are hopeful that NHL hockey will return to Arizona when the league expands.
By the way, the Arizona Coyotes won their final home game. Oh, that's nice to go out on a win, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in their final game of the season.
BYU's brand new head basketball coach was officially introduced to Cougar Nation Wednesday night in a press conference.
Young, assistant with the NBA's Suns, when pressed about the lure of the NBA, if a head coaching position was offered him, says he has found his home at BYU.
It's not going to be the first time I've lived in the area. I coached for the Utah Flash, which was the old minor league of the Jazz. I lived in BYU housing and met my wife while she was a student at BYU.
Young says he's going to help prepare BYU to be one of the best places to play basketball in the nation. One of his goals as BYU's head coach to make this the best place to get young men to the NBA. Young says staff and personnel are already getting put into place. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Cities in four states saw their 911 systems go down overnight shortly after a warning about pending cyber attacks. ABC's Rhiannon Alley is following the story for us this morning.
The entire state of South Dakota, one county in Nebraska, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, and two departments in Nevada, including the Las Vegas Police Department. Even landlines were unable to dial 911 into Las Vegas police. The cause of the outages? Not clear, but just yesterday, an analysis from the Homeland Security Department warned that 911 call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks.
Most of the cities that had outages say their 911 systems are back up and running.
Ogden taxpayers have poured millions of dollars into their local airport, which has struggled to turn a profit. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with details. Peter?
Tim, this comes after a state audit of the Ogden-Hinckley Airport, which found that the facility lost $15 million between 2006 and 2022. The audit also found that while Ogden got a $10 million check from the state to improve this airport, promised goods did not materialize. These include 3,000 supposed jobs and $250 million in potential revenue. But beyond the money issues, the audit also found that most of the airport's hangars have no building or code inspection registered with the state, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, travel on I-15 still rolling, at least for now, through Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. It's getting a little bit busy on a couple of spots, SR-36 in Tooele County, some on Bangor Highway, and a little bit in spots in Davis and Weber counties, but just nothing that's too bad yet, so that's good if you're out and about already. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Getting into a wreck with someone without car insurance is a major headache. But Utah's ranked as one of the states where most people are insured. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, Utah actually has a program which encourages drivers to get insured. Appropriately, it's called the Uninsured Motorist Identification Program. The DMV back checks your registration to make sure that you're insured, and Jason Gardner with the State Tax Commission says this method motivates drivers to get a policy and assists law enforcement during traffic stops.
In Utah, they don't typically ask for insurance.
because they already know whether you have insurance based on this program. It makes it a little bit more efficient.
If you're not an insured driver, the DMV will likely reach out and give you a deadline to get a policy. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
In other news this morning on KSL, warmer weather and longer days mean many landscaping projects are getting started. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has details.
Several landscaping companies across the state are already booked out 1 to 2 months in advance. But the owner of Mott's Landscaping, Jeff Mott, says overall this has been a slow start to the year.
Things have gotten a lot better in the last few weeks with things picking up. There was a lull there, you know, early spring that we were slightly concerned.
Owner of Yardmasters, Bryce Ward, adds that the real business will hit once everything dries up.
Things are pretty muddy right now, but as soon as it dries up and the secondary water's all turned on, we're going to get super busy.
They say landscaping companies will only get busier heading into the summer months. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Millennials think they're going to retire earlier than older generations.
30% of millennials expect to retire by 59, according to a survey by Principal Financial. But with financial setbacks like the Great Recession in the early 2000s and the COVID pandemic, experts say it doesn't seem likely that they'll be able to afford it. A different study found that millennials think they need about $1.65 million to retire comfortably, but they only have about $60,000 saved as of right now. And the clock is ticking with only about 30 years to save that other million. It's a big difference from the older generations like baby boomers and Gen X who think they're going to have to retire much older than 59. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Man, that would have been nice.
Yeah. I thought I was going to retire early when I was young, too.
Sure, that's always the goal.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you find yourself really enjoying your work.
If that truly is your goal, you better be tucking that money away right now.
Yes. Compound interest.
Yep.